This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Saturday, April 27th, 2024. I'm Caleb Brown. The Biden administration was rejected by the Supreme Court on that big student loan cancellation plan. The court said the president lacked the authority he had claimed to cancel hundreds of billions of dollars in student debt. Now the Biden White House has undergone smaller debt cancellations, more precisely converting those debts into taxpayer debt. Cato's Neil McCluskey discusses the push by the Biden team today. Several months ago, Neil, I thought we had sort of dealt with this when the U.S. Supreme Court came out and told Joe Biden, no, in fact, you can't use this specific HEROES Act authority to grant hundreds of billions of dollars in student debt relief. Joe Biden, apparently relying on some other authority that the president has proceeded to forgive, which is to say, move the liability to U.S. taxpayers from people who borrowed money to attend college using some other authority, and has begun doing this sort of what seems to be on the installment plan.
Well, so the first thing that people have to try and sift through, which is, I'm not going to be able to do it for you right now because it's too hard to remember it all, is the Biden administration has been announcing all sorts of cancellations using all sorts of different rationale for why he can do it. So, you know, there's an announcement like every month or so, and they're all on different things, but I'll talk about kind of the big one. Then we can talk about some of the smaller ones, because some of them are more reasonable than the others. But the big thing that Biden wants to do is have sort of mass, but not quite as big, loan cancellation going forward compared to what he got struck down in the Supreme Court. So in the Supreme Court, he said, look, under this thing called the HEROES Act, I can forgive mass amounts of student loans because basically the HEROES Act empowered me to do it if there's a national emergency, and I declared the whole country in a national emergency under COVID, actually even before him. So COVID was declared a national emergency, and since it covers the whole country, I can forgive loans for everybody if I want to. And what the Supreme Court said is that is crazy. You clearly do not have authority to do that in this statute. The argument being, they say that Congress doesn't hide elephants in mouse holes. It gave you some waiver authority. It was clearly about very specific problems, not you can declare a national emergency and do whatever you want with student loans. So even as the Supreme Court was debating that HEROES Act justification, the Biden administration was preparing to try and have more mass cancellation, but under the Higher Education Act, expecting they would have their efforts struck down, I think, under HEROES. And so what they're saying under the Higher Education Act is, well, the Higher Education Act is where we get authorization for all these different kinds of loans and grants and work study and all the other things we do. And it also allows the Secretary of Education to waive provisions of loans, and we have to go through a more strict regulatory process to use that, the Biden administration realized. So we'd rather try HEROES, which we think we can get everything all at once. But if we fail, we'll go with the Higher Education Act. And that's what they've been kind of doing. But to do it through the Higher Ed Act, you have to go through a process called negotiated rulemaking, where you promulgate ideas about how you'd like to change the regulations. You get together basically a group of insiders, people or stakeholders, meaning people who want to get loan cancellation. Stakeholders does not include taxpayers who would pay for all this. And they talk about, well, okay, these ideas you have, we would like to add to it or take away. What this negotiated rulemaking group said is, let's add to it. Let's have more people eligible for loan cancellation. Then you got to promulgate proposed regulations. You have to have a comment, notice and comment period. But then when that's over, you can promulgate your regulations. And so that's the main thing this administration is doing, is saying, look, we want to create a whole new way of forgiving loans with something called SAVE and a whole bunch of other stuff. And we want to allow people who just, we decide, have hardship, that it's hard to repay their loans. We'll let them have cancellation. But to do it through the Higher Ed Act, we got to follow this process. The reality is, they are still assuming that they have authority to at mass levels turn loans into grants, and the Supreme Court is almost certain to say, if the case makes it to them, again, Congress doesn't hide elephants in mouse holes. You don't have unilateral authority to make these changes just because the law says you can make waivers to people's loans. That is clearly about specific situations, specific people, and already passed loan forgiveness programs that you are unilaterally trying to change.
Yeah, the legal issues aside, this most recent cancellation, it's hard to keep track of them because they seem to come every few weeks or months. The median family income for people who had their loans forgiven was over $300,000.
So now we can get into some of the things they're doing other than through the Higher Ed Act. One of the main ones is there is a law or a program called Public Service Loan Forgiveness that was passed in 2007 that said if you work in nonprofit, often meaning government, but it could also be even a think tank. So a not-for-profit entity, if you work for basically 10 years or 120 payments, 120 monthly payments, in that kind of job, you can get your loans forgiven if they are direct loans. There were older federal loans that weren't called direct loans. So if you work in that kind of thing, and if you sign up for the program. And what the administration said, and there's actually probably some truth to this, is that, well, the federal government has been so bad at tracking and running student loans that there are many people who had actually qualified for this program who didn't get their loans forgiven because we didn't keep proper track of what they had repaid. The GAO found that the Department of Education was failing at its basic job. And so it's certainly plausible that many of these people who are getting forgiveness actually had qualified for it. The problem is that the public has no evidence one way or the other. And the Biden administration has already shown that its focus is just on getting things canceled, not on proving or showing to the public, or even caring if the people whose loans are canceling had actually qualified. And so while it's plausible that many did because the federal government is so incompetent at running student loans, maybe they didn't. But a lot of these cancellations that we hear about every few weeks are based on that. But then he has a lot of things that he's also accelerating. So this SAVE, income-driven repayment program, he's like, well, technically, I need to get this approved through a regulatory process, but I'm not waiting, and I'm going to do a whole bunch of that. Well, you'll see announcements about, well, people have qualified under SAVE, which I'm not sure I have authority to use, but I'm going to announce these anyway. So there are a lot of things going on, but some of the ones we heard may actually be people who had qualified, but the federal government bungled it so badly they weren't getting the forgiveness they should have.
But it seems like a bit of chutzpah to say, because the government messed up in applying a promise that it made to some people, we're just going to stick taxpayers with a much, much larger bill.
Yeah, I think the response to that is, well, if we hadn't been so screwed up, these people would have gotten this cancellation. Now, there are huge problems with PSLF. It's a program that shouldn't exist. We shouldn't be favoring people in non-for-profit work over those in for-profit work. But, you know, we can believe that, well, okay, they did qualify, and it is in the law, and we did, so the federal government messed it all up. So you can see where those people say, well, you know, maybe the program shouldn't exist, but I did qualify, and it's the government's fault. What almost all of this points to is fundamentally, the federal government is not competent to run the entire student loan industry, which is basically what it does, and it shouldn't be involved in this. We also see this with the move on the standard form, the FAFSA form that people fill out to get student aid. A law was passed in 2020 to simplify it from about 108 questions to about 36. The Biden administration was supposed to be executing this, and they've totally failed on FAFSA simplification. They constantly have gotten data wrong, the website hasn't worked properly, and basically colleges are saying, we can't process what we're supposed to process nearly on time for kids who want to start college in the upcoming school year. And it's because the federal government has screwed that up. And part of the reason they screwed it up is they had put a whole bunch of their resources into, well, we're going to do this mass cancellation, which is almost certainly unconstitutional, and not focus on our basic job, which is just to get the form functioning properly. So again, what we see is the federal government is not competent to do what we've asked it or what it's asked itself to do. And what we need, Congress is where laws should make, and it needs to address these problems. But we're in one of these situations where basically the executive says, well, they're not going to do what we think they should do, so we're just going to do it ourselves.
Neil McCluskey directs the Cato Institute's Center for Educational Freedom. Subscribe to and rate the Cato Daily Podcast anywhere you like. And thank you for listening.